The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking what? What is going on out here? What is going on in there? And what do you see?
What do I see? Well, people protesting. Bill Ayer speaking here because he should be still in a federal penitentiary, and he's here speaking to us, to students.
I see a bunch of signs of people holding a real domestic terrorist, and there's a picture of him, I think, with a bunch of people, and something about communism, abuses of academic freedom. So I guess this guy's a communist, I guess. I guess condemning him as a communist slash terrorist. And it looks more, yeah. I see a bunch of signs and stuff, and it says, shame on Purdue. One particular says, shame on Purdue, Ayers equals a terrorist. So, yeah.
He's given a lecture on education in there. And out here, like I said, the Patriots are protesting the fact that he is here giving a lecture on anything. Other than saying, I'm sorry that I did all the things I did, or I was a part of that group, or I'm associated with what I'm associated with. If it was me, I would come out and say, hey, either I didn't do it, I'm sorry that that happened, or either I would say, I'm sorry that I did it. So,
You know, I see people, you know, like some of the media people saying, oh, he's a terrorist, he's a terrorist. But they don't actually understand what he did and why he did it and what his justification for it was. He was never actually convicted of a crime, and he's currently a professor right now. He's a normal professor at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He was named the Distinguished Citizen of Chicago in 1997. A lot of people in the right wing echo chamber, you know, say this guy is a terrorist. Barack Obama's his best friend. Without understanding what exactly the context of his actions were.
I see a lot of people congregating on about three sides of the street on what they're allowed. And they have a lot of signs, and they are very passionate about what they believe. I see a lot of older people. In fact, I'm an older person. I'm 69. And I told my husband, why am I doing this? You know, why should I be doing this? And I think I have to do it because the young people are too busy, like I was many years ago. My husband and I were too busy working, taking care of the children. So now it's our turn to stand up for America. And that's what we truly believe, is that we believe we love America so much, and we don't want it to be turned into a socialistic, communistic, Marxist country.
There are a lot of people with signs. They seem to be protesting Bill Ayers coming and speaking tonight. So they don't like how he's coming, and he used to be very radical.
There's a lot of wanted signs. Like, everything's, like, wanted, and they have pictures of Bill on every sign, and then they have descriptions of, like, what his past is known about, but nothing about his present. So, like, if anybody were to come up here and ask questions, like, what happened, all they're going
to
talk about is his past.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what, like, he has to say about now. Like, obviously, like, something, he's talking about something, but that is relevant because he was invited to Purdue, but no one's really telling me about what he's speaking about now. It's just telling me about his past.
Well, we're out here protesting him, and he's in there telling the Purdue elite how to indoctrinate the youth of Purdue.
I guess he came to speak tonight. I'm not quite sure what he came to speak tonight. I didn't even know he was coming till today. I'm not really 100% aware of necessarily who he is. I know he's really liberal and everything like that, but I'm not quite sure. I guess he did something wrong, and people feel like whatever he says, quote unquote, has no merit. So I see that's what the problem is. And they accuse him. I knew that they accused him of being someone like in support of terrorists or something for a while too. But honestly, I'm not quite sure why they're protesting his speaking, since all he's doing is just speaking. But you know, everyone has their opinions. It seems like our campus has like pretty opinionated with the signs and stuff, even like through the presidential election and everything. So it's kind of interesting.
He's just basically giving a speech on. I don't know. I think I'm going to cuss too much for you.
It's internet. We can say whatever we want.
Basically, he's given a very far left, too left speech to a bunch of young-minded individuals who need to have a more open mind. Open-minded doesn't necessarily mean mean being closed-minded to activism like him, but it means being open to what's right. And you're in America. You don't bomb Americans in America. You build America. What's up? We're here for the greater good of America. If you're not here for the greater good of America, go to Cuba. Go somewhere else. You know, if you don't like America, keep your damn mouth shut. Don't go bomb MIT and, you know, blow up statues of fallen soldiers and fallen police officers and the Pentagon. You know, that's what Al-Qaeda is here for. You know, that's their job. That's not our own people's job.
Well, they're having a meeting in there, and it's somewhat secret. My sign says that it's a secret meeting, and that's not much of an exaggeration, if any, because they're only going to have 100 seats, and they have invited people to fill those seats. And if some of those seats are still empty, there are only certain people that are going to be allowed to go in, and I'm not one of them.
Now, what's going on out here?
Just people trying to tell the public what's going on. That's about all I know.